go out once more, we say good morning to the people of Gragere and being quick because of the condition of the network. So as I was saying, this issue I thought should not be prolonged. You know, the soup called me for the signature, and as you can see, the journalists that were called were there during the signing, and I did also sign the document.
Okay.
The pages, because I'm not a crafter, I didn't prepare it. So I thought that the superintendent had observed all processes and procedure in order to get such document done. Unfortunately, while flipping through the pages, I observed many irregularities. So I told him to retrieve what he gave to the Burkina Bees, because there are things, even borders on national security, and then stakeholder engagement, resolution, many of discussion to show consent of the people. All those things were not part of the document. So I told the soup to put stop to it, and then we make sure that it is rewritten and the proper thing is done, something to which he consented. So after that, I seized the document. I have portion of that I even left in Grenada, and I said that the Burkina Bees was not entitled to that or should not display any information until the proper thing is done. So I told the truth to stop. You know, during the signing, there was an observation that it never met some legal requirements to make it a valid and a legal contract to have any legal effect. So looking at those things, the irregularities, I asked the soup to put a stop to this contract until we can correct what needed to be corrected. So later when the information went out, because you know, we are living in a digital time, my minister called me to tell the superintendent, and the solicitor general also called me to tell the superintendent to put an immediate stop to this contract, and then we do the proper thing, and he should report to Monrovia. So I told him that and also tested him on it, and later went to him and explained reasons that we needed to have a stop, especially there was no engagement, you know, no resolution, no demonstration of those things, you know, like a resolution signed by elders and some members of the legislature taking, you know, a collective consent. So because of that, the lease or the contract needed to be put to a stop. So the soup in that, he agreed that we needed to do some procedural error to correct some errors that were in the document. And even before I could come, he showed me one address from the BIE area and said the engagement was going on. So I believe if people, I think the people of Grand Judah are bigger than the investor. So what I'm doing now is not my duty. I never wanted to do it. I kept silent a long time. I thought the soup would have told people when they raised eyebrow and said that we are working on the document. All right. So as I said, I don't expect this thing to be bringing hauling and pulling in the county, because, you know, what is not done legally is not done at all. Once the rightful procedures were not observed, the needful should be done. So the soup should be a leader enough and put the people first than any investor, because I'm being ordered by the Minister of Justice, the Solicitor General of the Republic of Liberia, and all other persons, even from the Executive Mansion, other things that we cannot divulge on radio. You know, so that contract was ordered abrogated, and I communicated saying to the soup that he need to stop until the needful is done, because we needed some stakeholder engagement and some security investigation. Many other things needed to be done that were not done. So I think the soup are giving this time. It was very easy to tell the people of Grand Jira that, you know, the contract is stable and he observing some procedural correction, and then he will get back to the people of Grand Jira, or also inform the investor that he's working on things, that the contract is suspended if he does not want to use the word abrogated. But to see the hauling and pulling in Grand Gida and unnecessary tension built up, I think it's just for good that I speak to the radio, that as far as I'm concerned, as the legal advisor to the suit, that there is no contract.
Okay.
And I repeat, there is no contract. So the people of Grand Gida should relax. Nobody learns it. So what is not done legally is not done. So the people learn still intact, stay their land until the property is done. No contract.
All right, Tony. The people want to know, you being a legal person, and I know before that deal was signed, I mean, a copy of the document was sent to you to be perused as a legal person, and then you affix your signature. Do you care to tell us how the issue of your signature going to that document all started?
Actually, this is the procedure any layman would know, that as a legal advisor, in fact, that contract should be prepared by me. Or if not, I should have copy of the document, peruse it, and give time before I advise if we should proceed or not. Unfortunately, that does not happen. The superintendent is a witness that I had no idea, and I requested, in fact, from the beginning, when he told me, I requested information and details. I added one public defender to me, and we requested information as it relates to who are we contracting with, what is the content, and what is the place of the contract, and then to make sure that there was some engagement with the legislature and with the people that have the land as it relates to the BIA. You know, those engagements, but nothing as such were done until the contract, probably with somebody the suit may know, they drafted the contract, and we also requested copies, you know, to all, both hard copies and even electronic copies on the WhatsApp. Still, we did not get that. So it was only during the program, you know, when the contract was shared with me and us, you know, the boss in the county had decided to take part in the program for which you see me in the video. But after that, when I flipped the pages of the contract and I observed that many things that needed to be done were not part of the contract, and I ordered that that contract be suspended effective immediately right on the program. And subsequently, I got a call from my bosses in town that I should inform the suit the contract should be put a stop to, something that I did upon my order.
Okay, before we leave you, Honorable Tony, I know people are calling, you know, a lot of people want to speak this morning, but I know you are busy. My other question is, you are a legal person, and you didn't peruse a document and just sign on it. I don't know what people are concerned.
That's the bigger question that anybody will ask. And I requested this until, you know, our mayor is... when something is being done, like even when I was coming out in Grand Bazaar, Buchanan, when he told me to come effective immediately, and I started to get on my way. I even slept Ganta the next day round for a pickup. But when I was entering Grand Gida as Redru, he told me, oh, if you don't come, we'll sign. You know, so later I went home, he said, come, we in the program, and I went. So I just took the document, but I know that there was a remedy. It was not absolute. So we can put hold to this document. So after I read and noticed that there were many irregularities or things that needed to be done, when I observed that instead of putting the horse before the cart, the cart was before the horse. So I told him that we need to stop this and do the right thing. He didn't argue with me. He agreed over there, and the document was seized from the Burkinabes, because, as I said, many things we can see on radio, but we have some legal implication and then security implication. And those things came from the executive mansion. They called me, and I told him to stop. So I think by this time, we had no need to discuss this on radio. He was just going to tell the people that we are observing some other things, let's wait and wait behind the scene and do what is needful and what is good for the people and for himself. But the continuation, if I don't come out to say something, you know, because I want to refuse to take legal advice, when problem come, it will reflect on me that I didn't advise him properly. So I I believe that he took in my advice and expected him to put this thing to an end and tell the people that he's working on things, or even call the investor that, you know, things are suspended until the writing is done. When they were going to be done, the idea may not be bad, actually, be innovative, but the writing, if the writing is not done, then of course your idea is not good. So this is just it. It's not a difficult thing, but there is no contract as far as my legal mind is concerned and all other persons similarly situated.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Counsel Tony, for coming out and making things clear for our people. Is there anything else you want to say before we leave you this morning?
All right. So to the people of Grand Guida, especially those that are agitating, I will ask, because I'm responsible for peace and security as well as justice in the country, I will ask that the people remain kind and that there is no land going to be taken from anybody, because I control the security sector. If there's any agitation, I'm responsible, but I'm not going to order any police force to do anything contrary to the peace and dignity of the people. So let Grand Guida remain calm. There is no contract until the writing is done and then the right procedure is observed. There should be engagement and everything done. We should certify some security investigation as well as it relates to the participant. So let us disengage from this confusion in the county, and then we work together as